I think that's what holding, right? Yeah. Abzeila chalash. Abzeila got weak. Al gabei Rabavo. Rabavo came to him. Kabul aleh. He was mekabel on himself. Imitbach ketina charech saki, which is referring to Abzeila. If Abzeila is going to become better, why is that referring to Abzeila? Rashi brings down this gemara b'mitzia. It discusses that Abzeila was mekabel on himself 100 tanesim. And to discuss that he wanted to see why, in order to lighten Gehenna and all that. So he went and he would test himself by the fire to see if he would get burnt. So they called him Charech Saki. Burnt, and one time, sorry, I didn't finish, one time he burnt his thigh. Right. So therefore, that's what he was called. So anyways, he said, if Abzeir is going to get well, better from this sickness, Avinu Yom Tavla Rabbanu, I'm going to make a big suda. A big yantif. Itbach, he got better. Avet Zidusa, Lekul Rabbanon. So he made a big party for all the Rabbanon. Kimata Lemishri, when he came to making a hamaitzi, to eat, Amalei Abzeira, Lishri Lamar. So Abzeira said, Rabbi Vo, you go ahead and make Bichs hamaitzi. Amalei Lesav Lamar, don't you hold, Lahada Bichim Dama Balabayas Baitzea, don't you hold that you're the Balabas, and Rabbi Vo, you're the Balabas, you're the one that should make the hamaitzi. Sharaluhu. So he made that mitzi. Fine. Kimat levruche. Now it came to bench. Amalei. Nivich lama. And before told him, say, now you bench. Amalei. Le sabal amal. Le hadar avuna. The mimbabal. Don't you hold it. Avuna mimbabal said, Amal bitzea mevarech. The one that made the birchis hamitzi, he should go ahead and make hazan. He should make the birchis hamazan. So he got him, in the beginning he got him like that, and then he got him the other way, that he should continue. The Ma'avi'iu commands to be, who does he hold like? That he told him to bench, who does he hold like? You're right, the Balabayas makes the bracha, but the Oyach, the guest, makes Bichs HaMazon. Why is that? Balabayas Baitseya, Kadesh Yivtzabayin Yofa. The reason why Balabayas makes a Bichs HaMaitzi is because you should break off a nice sized piece and give it to the guest. The reason why the guest makes a Bichs HaMazon is because he should bench the Balabas. What type of bracha he makes? He shouldn't get that's part of Bichs HaMazon, so that's why he gives him this bench. Rabbi's Meisav, words. And what does he say? Yitzchak Moed b'chal nechasav, yinchasim b'chasenim b'tzachim k'ayvim l'iv, yishlai tzatim loib ma'asi yadav, loib ma'asi yadav, yizdaki loib v'fanav loib v'nei, yishim d'ahir chet, v'avir v'avir v'atav v'adilam. And if you know, this is what the people say when they go to their guests, they add this harachman, this nusaf. Amol, when we were children, we never heard this, right?
They added it on to the art school benches.
Now they added it on already, right? When we were children, they never...
It's not safe.
Lahed you not. Wow.
At his table.
Why was that?
Who was
it? From Chaim Levine.
Maybe it was only on Shabbos. I don't know.
Oh, maybe on Shabbos, because anyway, it's time. Okay, it could be. But the reason why they were never naik to say it was, because in the Rachmans, including these things, really. You're right that, you know... The word kavir is not tafke kavir. It means just panash, go easy. So you see, in those Rachmans, the schayas that, you know, Okay, right there, this one, huh? So, Lav Dafka has this nusach itself, but you're including in it, so therefore the minig was not to say it. But then once they started saying it, Zishkin Shlachta is not available to say it.
A lot of times, guests
say
it, somebody else said it.
Normally, they're the ones. Yishlach lanu bracha meruva v'bayis hazev. Isn't that included everything? You know, I mean, that's why Amal, they didn't say it. You really got everything in those words. They didn't say it. But today, the bottom line is that once it's already a minig, it's nice to say the Babas feels good. Why not?
It's more literature, you think, huh? I never saw it until I was like 20.
Right, when you went to Hetzel.
Right.
I just come on, I don't think I ever saw it. So the Abach, you go to Hetzel, son, the guy that took you, started saying it, so now you start saying it.
I want to learn the Sugi and Bracha, so you need to know the Nusach to say it.
Right. Then it wasn't in the benches. You had to find one random bench that had it. Today, everyone printed it. So again, there's nothing wrong by saying it. You make the guy feel good. It's a nice thing to say. Yeah. Zakt the Gemara, "Hey, Chaim Bichas Azim." Until when? Yeah, sure. Put on Shechanach. Sure. I'm telling you the reason why, because the Shechanach didn't have lav dafka. They had the guy in Zechan Shabbos didn't say. Many people don't say all the rachmans b'chal. They stop by Yechasen. Yeah. Zakt the Gemara, "Hey, Chaim Bichas Azim." Till where is Bichas Azim? That means Bichas Azim comes together, and then you start saying the rest, which means. Now let's say you didn't have a Zimun. Rashi explains this. Let's say you didn't have a Zimun. You only had two people there. So when do you stop benching? That means Bichas HaZimun is one part that we say, we know, we use till Baruch Atah Hashem, right? We say, that part is Bichas HaZimun. And the rest is what we say altogether. What we say even if there's no Zimun. The Gemara is not so pashut. Nachman Amar Ad Nevarech, that is till Nevarech, that is taka till where we do Zimun. But Rav Sheish Amar Ad Hazan, which means, till the end of Azanas HaKoyel is what you say with Zimun, and after that,
which means you wouldn't say B'Yichidus.
You wouldn't say B'Yichidus. This bracha, you would not say B'Yichidus. You would start Neidlacha B'Yichidus.
How could that be if the men shalosh are the first three? If the first three brachas...
No, you pass my touch, not like Rashi.
No, no, B'Yichidus HaMazon is the first three brachas, so what would you have?
Oh, no, you'll have Neidlacha, you'll have Rachem, and you'll have... We'll see the Gemara exactly. Okay, so we'll see the Gemara. Yeah, but I'm just saying. But he holds that this is Bechus Amazon. That's Bechus Azimun. That is the Iker. That is the Iker of Zimun. And therefore, you do not say it on your own.
Not part of
Bechus
Amazon.
No, it's only part of Zimun.
It's not both. It can't be both.
According to
Rav Sheshes. It's only. Zok the Gemara. Name it Ketanoi. Let's say it's a machlekes tanaim. The Tani chada bichas hamazon shnayim v'shloisha. One place, one brayse. It says bichas hamazon is what, one or two. That means it's either two or three brachas. The Tani yidach with another brayse shalosh v'arba. It's three or four. So now it's a machlekes. What is it? So if we thought the kula amar teva metiv lav dayaisi. Everyone agrees. Teva metiv not dayaisi. My lav b'akim mifligi. That means when you're saying this bracha, kelev inimakina, that's all not dayaisi. That's not the Yaisa. And what are they arguing about? My Hazan. He says that Bichas Azimun is still Hazan. Similarly, you only have either two or three. You have, you don't say Hazan is part of Zimun. So you have Noidlacha and you have Rachem. Manda Amma Shalish Va'aba. Manda Amma that says three or four. So what does the mean? Ksava Ad Nevarech. Ad Nevarech. That Bichas Hazan is till Nevarech. So now again, so either you hold two or three.
Zimun,
right, yeah. Right. Either you hold two or three. What's two or three? That.
If you hold it, that Zimun goes till Azanas HaKoyel, you only have
the last two
brachas.
Right. And let the man Amma that says Nevarech, you'll have all.
Three. Or four.
Right. So now, like. Yeah, so the Gemara loy. If Nachum metaritz the mei, if Sheshes metaritz the mei, no, they each can answer in their own. If Nachum metaritz the mei, the kulam ad nevarch. Everyone agrees that it's till nevarch. Again, if Nachum says that everyone says it's till nevarch, right? Manda amar shalish v'arba shapir. Manda amar says three or four. That's very good. Why? Because again, we're counting this as one bracha. Rabbi said this whole thing. Rabbi said nevarch. Baruch Hashem shalchanu mishalai. That's one. So fine. So that's when you have a zimun. You have four. And when you don't have a zimun, you have three because the last bracha we're not counting as a teva metiv. That is not a yaisa. So
when we say three or four, we mean that this is considered a bracha.
Yeah.
We mean a teva metiv is included as a
no teva metiv. We all agree is
not
a yaisa.
We're not discussing
a teva metiv. So three or four. So he says till nevarach, very good. And then you have three. If you have a zimun, you have four. If you don't have a zimun, you have three. Umanda amashtayim v'shalosh amalach chacha bebichas paylam askinon. Here we're discussing bichas paylam. Dama ma. Peseach, the Bach puts in bracha rishayne ketikuna. The first bracha is like Azan Asylum. That's ketikuna. Shnia peseach bebichas aretz v'kailele as b'nei Yerushalayim bebichas aretz. You kail b'nei Yerushalayim in bichas aretz.
The last
bracha. No, you kail into neidelacha into alaka. So therefore, so the Rav Sheshes metayet. Oh no, that was the other mandama that says two or three. We're talking about bichas payalim. It's male them a katzer. So they make out of this bracha of Rachem. They put it. They include it into Neidelacha, And Mamela, it only ends up being two brachas. Yeah, that's of Nachman. If Sheish Mitaz Tameh, the Kula Amad Azan, everyone agrees that Birchas Azimun is Til Azan. Manda Mishtaim Vishalah Shape, he says there's two or three, which is good. Manda Mishalah Shabbat, except a Teva Metiv Dariyasa. No, he holds a Teva Metiv Dariyasa, since a Teva Metiv Dariyasa, therefore, you have another bracha to add on, that's what you have. Yeah. That's that Manda Amma. It was ready there before, yeah. Zakta Gemara, this is bringing a raya to the Amma base of Teda, Teva Metiv Lad Reisha, Payalim Oikonaisa. I have a raya that Teva Metiv is not the Reisha because the Payalim don't say it. It'll be the Reisha. How could you be Oikon the Bracha? How could you be Oikon the Bracha?
Since when do we bring a raya from doing something possibly wrong?
Because Rabbanon was sacrificed.
Yeah, they see. It wasn't Stam, wasn't it? They just did it on their own. Zakta Gemara weiter.
No, so it's a machlokes takim, meaning. That's how we have employees, no? Meaning, what's the raya? That we see that we pass in that way?
No, we see that's how they were naig. If that's how they were naig, so obviously, you can't go ahead and be naig such a thing if it's their raya. You can't go be oike der bonum, wouldn't be oike der bracha. Amav Yitzchak, Bashmu, Bamasim, Shmei der Rav, Teidam, that they've made the blav der raya. I have another raya. Shei Pesach, Baba Baruch. Right, we start with a bracha. Baruch Adashom Lekinim Alechayim, right? Okay, Levina Makena. Fine. We start with a bracha. V'chaisim b'em b'baruch. And we end off with a bracha. Chutz. No, I'm skipped. Sorry. V'ein chaisim b'em b'baruch. And you don't end off with a bracha. Now. So now what the Gemara is going to explain. One second. So right away, first we're explaining that if it's d'raisa, it's a bracha smukh l'chavata. You won't stop a baruch. You just end it off. Baruch Hashem b'ein b'ach v'shlaim amen. Now, you wouldn't start with another bracha just like everything else. Baruch Adonai Hashem Azan Ezekiel, Noid Lecha. We don't start with Baruch Adonai Hashem Noid Lecha. Same thing, Rachim. Baruch Adonai Hashem Azan Ezekiel, Rachim Hashem Elokeinu. Why are you starting with Rachim? Why don't you start with a bracha? The Torah says, Bracha Smur Lechavata, you don't make a bracha. Here, the fact that you're making a bracha, Kalk is a raya, that it came much later. It's not the raya. So it's a bracha for itself, so therefore, they started with a baruch. But without that, you wouldn't be starting with a baruch. So being a raya from that, that's not the raya. Right.
What do you start with? What, this has no bracha, and this is considered one?
No, again. Here you start, finish right. The then you don't need to start because bracha is mukhla chavata. Fine. Then
so
you don't
need to start. Bracha.
Yeah, sure.
And then you end, and then you don't then, make another bracha because of this.
Because vayat bracha is mukhla chavata. Yeah, this is all one bracha. We get mixed up when we see things in the middle, we lose focus. Rachim, no. The B'nai Yishalayim is not continuing with that, it's the finish of rachim. And it stops there, and then it goes.
And then you start a new bracha, so it can't be to the
right. Right. There's no other bracha that you start. If it's a chelik of the whole thing, you don't start new. Zakt the Gemara.
Because the cover makes it to Musaka separately. They're putting
it in the bracha. Right. Can
you say before, Arba brachas, what was that? When we said Arba brachas was the Zeman and then the first bracha?
Right. That was two.
Yeah. But you start with the first, but you start with Arba
brachas. Right, but we had an end over the bracha. I didn't really, you know what I mean? So therefore, I could start with another bracha. Here I'm stuck. Here I'm ending off with Bani Rachm Shalayim. Amen. And then we're standing there. Zodim Arke de Tanya. Like when the Barak said, Kala Baruch is Kulon, Pesach, Bavim Baruch. All the brachas you start with a Baruch, Bechaisim Mem Baruch. And you end up with a Baruch, Chutz mi Bechsa Peis, Bechsa Mitzvahs. Or Baruch HaSmucha Lechavata, except for Bechsa Peis, Bechsa Mitzvahs, and Baruch HaSmucha Lechavata. Or Baruch HaChanish of Kirishma, and the last Baruch of Kirishma. Yeshman Shabisek Bach and Chaisim Bach. There are some that you do end off. You start with it and you don't end off with the Bach. Yeshman Shachaisim Bach and Pesach Bach. Pesach Bach. But Teva Meitiv, Pesach Bach and Chaisim Bach. And Teva Meitiv, you start with a Bach and you don't end off with a Bach. Mechal, the Bach of Neatzmi. And do you see that? It's a Bach of Neatzmi. So you brought another Raya. It's a Bach of Neatzmi. Now the Shaila is, Lamaisa, why do you start with a Bach? You write that it was Mesakim. For Haruge Beita, so it was Masakin by itself. But then the day, where'd they put it? They put it in benching. So let them not be Masakin it with the bracha.
No, because they first they Masakin it, and much later they put it into benching, so everybody had to think of it with a separate bracha entirely.
Right, that means it was completely a bracha for itself. It was completely a bracha al Haruge Beita. You know what happened by Haruge Beita?
No, that's it.
They didn't let them bury it
for many years, and now they went and they had to bury it. And they buried it. You know,
they didn't smell.
Did they say the bracha?
When they had this new oif to of being able to bury it, So with such excitement that the Chacham was sakin a bracha
toiv. But they didn't say by benching right away.
Loved after it. It wasn't right. Then they decided to put into benching. If it was a complete bracha for itself,
it was a nice.
Once it was a complete bracha for itself,
that they made it because it was a nice.
We'll see later on. Amar brings it down.
What does it mention when it was your later in the bracha? Anything in
it? No, it doesn't really mention. It just says about the good about a Kaddish Baruch. I tell you, I made the bracha. We don't have to mention it. Yuchadik the case, but that's when it was. That's when it was mesukin. Now that it was mesukin, I tell you, I made it for everything. Once it was mesukin with that, we'll see. Man Ches and Beis discussed. Okay. So those were two rayas that it's not that raya. So first of all, that it starts with a baruch. First we said shepaylam oikim raisa. Paylam don't mention it. And now the second thing was what we just said, that it starts with a baruch. The third thing is, third mandama says,
another thing that's important, that the reason why you don't end Tava Meitik because originally it was a much more shorter bracha. Yeah. It was just a Tava Meitik, and that's it. The weren't all the other things.
Well, Nacham Yitzchak, Teda. The Tava Meitik lav der Eis, being your right, Tava Meitik lav der Eis, Oikir, 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 in the base of Avil, Lord Jebekiva will see in a minute, that does not say in the base of Avil. Because the Tanya, Ma'am, I'm in base of Avil. What do you say in the base of Avil? Baruch Atayva Meitiv. Keep on remembering. No, you say Baruch Dayan Emes. So we don't say Atayva Meitiv. So Mela, you see that if you oiker it, so obviously you can't be there. So the more Atayva Meitiv in Dayan Emes, Loi. Ela Imma, you're only going to say, always you say Atayva Meitiv, you don't say Dayan Emes. That means he's holding the base of Avil. Tanakama says, you say Atayva Meitiv, you don't say Dayan Emes. Loi. Ela Imma, Af Atayva Meitiv. You say both. You say Dayan Emes and Atayva Meitiv. But Rekiva holds. You don't say Ateva Metiv at all, so it can't be there's Daraisa if you're not saying it. So obviously it's the Rabbanon.
It's Ateva Metiv, the same bracha of Yechazi,
it's
not the same bracha.
So
this
Ateva Metiv
is in benching
that's
talking about?
Yeah, the
benching.
Dynamis.
Oh, instead they said Dynamis. We don't say
Dynamis,
obviously.
No, he's saying that by Avul you say the bracha, you say bracha than Ateva Metiv, no? Can you say that at one point?
Yeah, that's true.
When do you say that?
No, that's when the mace is nifta.
So this has nothing to do with it?
No.
I'm very confused.
What?
Dayan Emes is a bracha. We
say Dayan Emes when the mace is nifta.
Right.
If you get
an
awful
benching,
this is,
if you get an Avil Siddur, it has a different nusach of benching for the fourth prophet. And also...
Because we hold and say both. We hold that and say both. Then
because tomorrow we'll see it on other stuff.
Yeah, we'll see
and
in a minute.
We'll put it in.
Zakti Gemara, Mazutra Iklo Lebe Rav Ashi. Mazutra came to Rav Ashi, Isra Be Milsa, something happened, which means, he became Avil. Pasach Ubarach Atev Ametiv Kel Emes Dayan Emes Shefet Betzedek Lekeach v'mishpat v'shalat b'ilomai v'mishlam shal b'ilomai l'asif b'kitzoni k'chol d'riach v'mishpat shakel shaloi v'nachna amai avodim v'chol anachnum hayom l'haydas lo'y l'vachay goy de piyachas b'yisrael pitzas b'yisrael hu yigdar as a pitzah azayis b'yisrael l'chayim fun. Zatim alaheichan u'chayze, where does he return to? Which means if someone was mitzav if someone was mitzav to zimun, and now we said earlier that the Sheshes holds Birchas Zimun goes to Lazan. And now this guy wanted to continue eating. So where does now he go return to benching? Right? What happened? We learned earlier in Mamheya Mabez yesterday that if the person went ahead and there were two people that wanted to bench, this third person didn't want to bench, we go drag him along, right? So what do we tell you? We drag him along and he has to go ahead and be part of the next.
Of the Zimun.
Right. So now where does he start from? Where does he start his benching from?
Because he already said Amen on the first
prophet. He starts from the beginning of Azan. Because once he was Mechayiv in Zimun, so by Zimun you start from Azan, so therefore, so you start from
there.
Rabbanan Ami, Lamakim Shapasak. Rabbanan say no. You start from Neidelecha, like any other Yachid. He does not go ahead and say Bichz Azan. He doesn't say Bichz Azan. He skips that. Because he's not included, even though he was included in the Zimun, but we don't consider him now as doing Zimun.
Who says we're going with that mandamah?
That's where we're going. That's where the rationale is the sugi.
Oh.
Lechasa lamakim shapasak. That means you start from, you're considered like a regular yachid, which is starting from Naida Lacha. That means, this machlekes is, are you considered a Zimun mensch, that you're starting from the first bracha, or you're not considered a Zimun mensch, and you're yachid, you rather got Zimun then, but the Nakuda is not so much you got Zimun then, what are you considered? Are you considered a yachid menching, or you're considered a Zimun benching?
According to Mandam, that holds, you have to go back to the beginning.
Yeah.
Then you would go back to the beginning?
You wouldn't
go back.
You never benched Bechlau.
Right. So you're just there listening. But they just said you have to stop in Eid al-Khar because the first bracha is part of that. But if not, you stop at the beginning.
Right. Well, what do you
Meaning, what's Hilchus al-Makrush Pasuk? What does that mean?
You stop from Eid al-Khar.
Why not from the first bracha?
Because you're not a Zimun guy.
But only one mandamer held that this goes together with a Zimun.
Oh, true. We're in that mandamer.
Right. So
we're going. I'll leave it to Rabsheshes. That's clear. We're going. Rabsheshes said.
Why can't it mean maybe according to both, and you go back to the beginning?
No, that's what he told you. I mean, this gemara is going. I'll leave it to Rabsheshes. That's what actually explains the sugya. This gemara is going like Rabsheshes. We paskin, let's say, like Rabsheshes. They paskin like Rabsheshes. Machlekes is now. Are you considered, since you were part of Zimun originally? So can I start from the beginning of benching? Or no, since you're davening on your own, you are a person that starts from the Idlucha. You got it?
I got it.
Very interesting sugya.
They don't say because you already were Yaitzer the first bracha.
No.
Because you ate again.
Right. That's not the way you learn the sugya, like Rashi. It's not because you were Yaitzer the first bracha. Not because you ate again. Also because you're not a Zimun guy.
Right. But I'm saying even more than that, you also can't do it because you ate again. So you can't rely on that. You didn't have any Zimun because
why
are we talking about personal hate into Pasar? Even if he does it by himself, he's not a Zimun, so he's just like
the That's for sure. We're discussing Rav Sheshes. That we're going with Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes held, you start with Naid Lucha. That's for sure. That's not a Shaila. The Shaila is, if you were once together with a Zimun, could I go ahead now and say, okay, I was a Zimun Yid, and Mela, I could start from the beginning of benching? Or no, since I wasn't a Zimun Yid, I can't go ahead and start with benching.
The Rosh Yashiv says he was originally, he didn't get rid of his Chiyu Zimun, he was part of a Zimun. He's Yaitzed his Chiyu Zimun when he says Amen on the other two bench.
Okay, fine.
But then now he kept eating. That's a new Chiyu, so he has to do from there.
Okay, fine. Yeah, but like upon him, you were saying?
We don't pass it.
So that's how Rashi learns the sugya.
That's a whole different shot.
You pasayim b'tzach esudas. You know that even though there's a kenim, you are pasayim b'tzach esudas. B'kiyim inayche, which is bucky, then more bucky than that. What is that? But man, shehen shtei mitois. The time that you have two people sitting there eating. So now, who sits on what side? Now like this. Gadol meisav b'reisha, v'sheini lo lemaylei man. The gadol sits over here. And the Shani sits on by his head. He's massive like this. And the second person sits over here. Ubizman Shane Shalosh, when there are three people, Gadol Mesav Emtza, the Gadol sits in the middle. Shani Lo Lamayle Menu, the second to the top sits over here. And Shlish Lo Lamate Menu, the third person sits by his feet. Amalei, V'chiboy V'shtuy Ba'adei, Ash doesn't have the word Ba'adei, Mityat Tid V'yasif. If the Gadol wants to talk with a second person, he has to go ahead and move his head. If this guy's, he's leaning like this, and this guy's sitting over here, he has to go like this to talk to him. Makes no sense. The Yasim is talking about it. The Amalai, Shani Pasay, the Machvile, Pasayim, they talk with their hands. the sign language.
The problem is, how's the gutter going to see the sign language of the guy sitting with Ron Sosov?
Well, he goes like this. This guy goes like this. It's in front of his head.
His hand's not going to go past his feet so the guy can see him.
Again, he can stick out your hands. I'm like this, and I see it. Right? What's wrong? I don't have to go like this. The butt was, you're turning your head, though. You know,
why do you say the word with a guy sitting anywhere? You're sitting up to his head. It doesn't make a difference.
No, if you're here, I just go like this. It's much easier. Here, you have to go like that. Also, it was a mall when they sat their saber, you were like this. Here, you're sitting like this. You just go like that. There, you're sitting there saber, you just go like that. So, Shani Basar, the Machvele Ben Machuk.
Rashi makes a point that their feet were on the ground, so they weren't that far apart.
Okay.
That's why Rashi says it.
Okay. Well, that's why that's the Matzis, so okay. So the Ramayim is showing them a new thing. Where do they start from? Who washes the hands first? Amalei min agadol. The older man, the chashuv one, washes first.
Yeshiv the pasal.
Yeah. Yeshiv gadol. In fact, Yeshiv gadol v'yishma yadav. The gadol should wait there and he should protect his hands until everyone finishes. Actually, night cool until everyone finishes. Right away, you bring a table in front of him, a small table in front of him, and he eats. So he doesn't have to wait. We today we have that the gadol abayis watches last. The baal abayis watches last. You know that
because there's a problem with hefsek otherwise.
Zok the gemara weiter. Mayim achreinim. Mehechon maschilim. Okay, so this was Mayim Mishayim. This is Netil Sidayim in the beginning. Where do you start from Mayim Achreinim? The Ma'am Alei min Katan, min HaKatan. The Ma'am Vigadol Yosef V'yadav Mezuhamayis Achanet M'kulam. I'm all they wash Mayim Achreinim for a real purpose. The hands were really dirty. Today, most of us, if you have, you know.
Basic hygiene skills.
What? No, no, hygiene skills. We had manners.
They
didn't eat with the hands.
Yeah,
right, we don't eat with the hands.
They didn't use
chopsticks. So, the whole Mayim Achreinim is a little, you know, like we just to be yaitzeh, but about the zikir, but we just do it to be yaitzeh.
They used to have rose water as the Mayim Achreinim.
I have no idea what that means.
No, they had like rose water anyway, floating in the Mayim
Achreinim. Okay, so the Gemara is asking, so the Gemara is saying that the cotton starts first, the gullah should be walking around with dirty hands, not kishmak. You don't take away his table. Every person had its own table. So if every person has its own table, so Mela, you kept his table and started eating. Fine. And he was eating till it was time for him to wash Mayim Achreinim.
Don't we say the person who benches
washes
first?
We'll
come
back to
Pasim. We'll get there. Amav Sheshes, and Amav Sheshes says, I don't know. I know a mission. Tanya. Ketzet say that I saved it. What's it say? They say, "But man changed their meters. God don't make the birosh. The sheni le lemati man. The second person sits here, not over there, not by his head, by his feet. His man changed shalish meters, and the three people. God don't make the birosh. Sheni le lemati man. The shlish le lemati man. Fine, that's one thing. Not like you said. Next is my mother shiner.
Only the first half wasn't the way you said, no.
With the only two people.
Yeah."
Yeah. You think that we do Mayim Maschilim
in Agadol. Mayim Arishayim Maschilim in Agadol. That's like we saw. Mayim Achreinim is Bizman Shem. Hey, when there are five people Maschilim in Agadol, you start from the Chashuva person. It was Man Shem Meyo Maschilim in Akotin. When there's 100, you start from the Akotin. Atchem Magiim Etzel Hey. Till you get to the fifth person, the fifth to the last. Then Vechayzim Maschilim in Agadol. Then you make a turnaround and you start from the Agadol. He gets from the fifth. To the last, you start from him.
I'll have time to prepare for benching.
Yeah. Ulam makom shemayim the place where mayim achreinim goes
again,
back.
By the
right, number five. So over there, you return. He makes the bracha. Okay. Misayele l'rav. It's a riot rav. The amram chia barashi amrav. Kol anotul yada ba'achreina. Anyone that washes his hand last. Tchila. Kol anotul yada ba'achreina. Tchila. Mizumin lebracha, he is the one that was the beginning of the five. He makes the bracha. He makes the bracha chani because he's the gadol.
He benches.
Yeah. Rav Reb Chia, Rav Yosef Sudasa Kamei the Rabbi. Rav Reb Chia was sitting in the seat of Kamei the Rabbi. Amalei Rabbi le Rav, kum mashi yadcha. Go wash your hands. Chazi the Kamisis. He saw he was getting nervous. Amalei bar paxi. We had this word earlier. Benon shal tamid chacham. Ayin bichas mezayne kamalach. What was I telling you?
No, it's kamalach. Yeah. This is his friend who was telling him right. Bar paxi, not Rebbe.
Well, who said Rebbe?
He says kamalach.
Right. Where did I say Rebbe? He said bar paxi. I said benon shal gedaylim. So I said bar paxi means benon shal gedaylim. Right? Ayin bichas mezayne kamalach. I was telling you to what? He was getting all nervous. So what was he getting all nervous about?
He's telling what? His hands were dirty.
The hands dirty, Kilo. He says, no, I'm not coming to tell you hands are dirty. I'm coming to tell you that Bich Nizayna Kamalach, that you're going to go ahead and... What?
It wasn't Rebbe right. telling him about Patsy. It was Rav Pia is telling him that Rebbe's telling you to bench.
Right, so who said that? Yeah. Anyway, so Bekitza, she's telling him that it's not that your hands are dirty, it's, and that's what it's being a raya, that the person that washes, that Ma'al Chayim, he's the one that's your bench. Okay, Ivaldik.